This podcast, sponsored by Government.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just go to Government.com/1904 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must act now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 120 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, go to government.com/1904. Act now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Go to government.com/1904 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's government.com/1904. Government.com/1904.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
What's going on, folks? My name is Justin Fried, and I'm joined once again today by Detroit Lions linebacker Alex Anzalone. Alex, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How have you been?
I've been all right, man. It's been a few months. Yeah, I think the last time we spoke was in December. It was for the whole Chunky Sacks Hunger campaign. So this is the second time that we're getting to meet up on behalf of Campbell's Chunky. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what brings you here today this time?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I've been part of their initiative for Chunky Sacks Hunger for, 2 years now, but I'm helping them launch their new product, their Nashville-style hot chicken soup. And, it's awesome. I haven't tried it yet, but, it's definitely a great meal. It's definitely a great, for me personally, the first thing I do when I look at the soup is I look at, what are the calories? What's the protein? Like, it has 13 grams of protein. So for me personally, it's a great soup after a training session, great quick meal. They could heat up nice and easy. And I was obviously I live in Florida in the off season, and, I spent 4 years in New Orleans. So I'm a fan of that Southern food too.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm lucky enough that I was sent a can of this in the mail. And so I'm going to try it right now, really quick. I have not eaten yet today. So I am very hungry. I have the bowl here. I don't know how I'm going to do this. No, I'm not going to like ASMR this or something, but I'm going to take one. I'll eat the rest after.
I love that.
After I'm done with this, but real quick, we'll do a little taste test. Try not to ASMR the mic. Yeah, that's good. See, I'm not like a big spicy fan. Like I got very weak taste buds. So I was like, oh man, how's this going to be? That's good. I will eat that after this, but I will, because I do have weak taste buds.
There you go. Well, yeah.
Really quick.
I like spicy. I love the spicy. It has to have a little kick, especially when you get into that Southern food, Nashville style. You got to have a little kick.
I mean, you were in New Orleans for a few years. You gotta. It's part of the culture.
Yeah, that's the number one thing I miss is the food. And this goes down a little memory lane. I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it when you finally try it. It is very good. Now we'll get into the actual like talking about stuff, talking about football and everything. The last time we spoke, like I mentioned, I think it was December of last year. You guys were gearing up for a playoff run. I think you proved a lot of people wrong. Unfortunately, we know how that run ended. I don't want to make you rehash the whole thing.
Right.
You wrote a brilliant story about it on the Players Tribune. Highly recommend it to anyone who has not already checked that out. But I wanted to ask you, where's your, what's your mindset like now that we're 5-6 months removed from that loss? Where's your head at? Is that loss still kind of fresh in your mind?
Yeah. I feel like whenever you have a loss like that, it kind of, you know, like in an NFC championship game, it becomes like a core memory. And, you know, it uses motivation as, you know, internally and within the team. And, you know, it's not something you necessarily, you know, look back on all the time or like feel like those first few weeks after the loss. But at the same time, going into this year, you know what it takes to get there. You know the heartbreak, what it feels like to have that heartbreak. So, you know, just an experience that you go through in life, like anything in life, you learn from it. And, you know, you just have to start back to ground zero. And, you know, that's really the heartbreak of it all, is that you have to, you know, you're back to 0-0. You have no wins and no losses, and you got to, you know, start all over again.
Yeah, that's the heartbreak, but also it's exciting because it's, you know, it's a fresh start ahead. Right. You guys added some really, really impressive pieces to your defense this offseason. It was already a very talented defense. Now you bring in guys like DJ Reader, Carlton Davis, Marcus Davenport, of course, Terry Arnold in the draft. What do you think the ceiling is for this Lions defense in 2024?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously the goal is to be a top 10, top five defense. And, you know, now that, like you mentioned, we had some needs that we need to fill, and you know, Brad and Dan addressed that quickly, and, you know, within a trade with Carlton Davis and in the draft with two corners of Terry Arnold and Rake Straw from Missouri and in the second round. So, you know, up front, we got DJ Reader, you know, who's not only a great player that's been around for, you know, I think he's going to his ninth year, but he's obviously a great locker room guy and a great leader that, you know, we desperately need on our team, just having a young team. So, you know, I'm excited. And like you mentioned, Marcus Davenport, yeah, I played with him in New Orleans, and, you know, he's all of a, you know, we spent pretty much two first round draft picks on him in New Orleans. And unfortunately he's kind of got hit with the injury bug, but he's piecing it all together this year. And, it's fun to see him work and get ready for this year.
Definitely. And DJ and Marcus specifically are guys who I feel like they'll help make your job easier, especially DJ, just kind of eating up those blocks in the middle of defense, making your job a lot easier.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Another guy on that defense, someone you probably know very well, is your fellow linebacker, Jack Campbell. Of course, you know, Jack comes in last season, decorated career at Iowa, ends up making an all rookie team. Talk to me about the growth you've seen from him since he first stepped foot on the field last spring in Allen Park to now a year later, you know, the player and the person that he's become.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought it's funny. You see like a lot of articles and a lot of hype around it. And, you ask Jack and he'll be like, I don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is that he's become comfortable with, you know, where he is, you know, how to play, you know, not necessarily that he's taking some huge athletic or, you know, mental strides. He's always been a great player. Just a matter of, you know, getting past that rookie year. And it's hard to evaluate someone on their rookie year just because, especially at a position like linebacker, because things are so fast and there's a big adjustment. And, unless you're playing against NFL players, it's hard to, you know, really make that adjustment. Only few can. So, you know, I'm excited for him going into a second year, not to have some crazy expectations for him and, you know, put all this pressure on him being a first round draft pick, but, you know, just being a solid contributor on our defense.
Yeah, and whatever expectations were placed on him, I feel like he's already lived up to them and capitalized on any extra pressure that he's might have received. Great rookie season from him, of course. There's a great quote from someone who I'd say is probably one of the most underrated players in your team. I feel like that's almost like a given is thrown out there, but that's defensive lineman Aleem McNeil. He said a few months back that you were the LeBron James of the Lions defense. That is obviously extremely high praise. And, you know, look, Alex, I know you're a humble guy, but what is hearing a comparison like that mean to you? And also, do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, I could take that a few ways. When I first heard it, I was like, dang, is he calling me old? I'm only going to year eight. but it's obviously anytime the biggest, you know, compliment you can get is from your peers and, you know, who you work with every day. And, you know, a compliment like that, it's not just saying I'm LeBron James as a player, but he's saying as a leader and, you know, as, you know, IQ wise and, you know, football IQ, not necessarily, you know, just being smart. So yeah, it's definitely an honor, and I try to do my best to, you know, be that guy, because that's kind of the role I'm in. I've been, you know, captain the past 3 years and, you know, to a team that's definitely had a rebuild, and now we're capitalizing on that rebuild. So, you know, it's fun to play with young guys like Aleem, and I'm excited for him. And it's fun to play him being in front of me as a D tackle. I'll tell you that much.
He's a hell of a player, that's for sure. I feel like he's somebody that the NFL, like the national NFL media and just general fans need to pay more attention to, because he's a fantastic young player.
Oh yeah.
Last season, you guys were, you know, I would say like the lovable underdogs, right, of the NFL. You know, a lot of people maybe didn't expect you to be as good as you were, but that's kind of, I feel like that's changed now, right? You went to the NFC Championship game. You were a few plays away from the Super Bowl. Have you and the other guys in the locker room kind of felt that perception change, or do you still approach with the same mindset? Do you still feel like you need to prove yourselves?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like that's changed. You know, not necessarily that we were an underdog last year, but we just didn't know how far we can take it. You know, I knew we were going to be a good team, and I think everyone else knew we were going to be a good team. It was just a matter of like, you know, how far can we really take it and, you know, break down all those barriers that we had to break down in the playoffs. But yeah, going into this year, I definitely feel like it's changed. I've been training here in Tampa in the off season with a bunch of other guys on different teams, and you know, they're starting to chirp a little bit about the Lions and how, you know, they're excited to play us. And, you know, you hear them, you know, talk a little trash, and it just gets you excited, because, you know, a few years ago it wasn't like that. So yeah, it's going to be a good year going forward, and it's going to be a lot of guys, you know, not necessarily we have a target on our backs, but we're like, there's no surprise as far as how good we're going to be.
Yeah, and you've seen that transformation pretty much firsthand. Like, you've been here for that entire transformation coming over, you know, with Dan Campbell in his first year and stuff. You guys are building something special in Detroit, and I feel like you feel it, and the fans in Detroit feel it. We've seen glimpses of it in the past. You know, last year was a hell of a season, but I know you're not satisfied. I know the guys in that locker room not satisfied. I know for sure Coach Campbell is not satisfied. Yeah. You all have one goal in mind. You know, we know what that goal is. So what makes you confident that this team can accomplish that goal and bring the city of Detroit its first Super Bowl?
Yeah, I feel like the first thing is like a prerequisite in the NFL. You have to have the talent and the players to really get there. And I feel like this is the first year where I'm like very confident that we don't have a ton of holes and needs that, you know, we may have had in years past. So we have proven players, guys that, you know, the younger guys are going into like year four and, you know, have all that experience under the belt. And, you know, our offense is going to do their thing. And, you know, we have great coaches that lead us the right way. Our defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, is, you know, such a great leader. And obviously Ben Johnson gets a lot of hype too. So it's, you know, I feel like we just have all the right pieces to really make a run at it. And, you know, it's really the opportunities in our hands, and it's just up to us what we do with it.
Yeah. And you mentioned Aaron Glenn, you mentioned Coach Ben Johnson as well. I mean, having both of them back, both of those guys were receiving head coach interest from other teams this offseason. I know Ben Johnson was obviously one of the hottest candidates, but even, you know, Coach Aaron Glenn was I believe he interviewed with the Chargers. He interviewed with teams as well. What's it been like having both of them back and having both of them stay, kind of just run it back another time after, you know, unfortunately, yeah, it ended in heartbreak last year?
Yeah, just because, you know, like a Super Bowl window is not for 10 years. It's probably for, you know, 3-4 years and, you know, maybe shorter than that. So just to have that continuity between, you know, the OC and the DC and just having all the coaches pretty much, you know, stay the same is huge. It's huge for our young players. It's huge for, you know, just being a leader, people buying in, people know what to expect. You know, even just scheme wise terminology, it's huge. And a lot of teams have to deal with that transition year in and year out, depending on, you know, who gets fired, who gets hired. And, you know, fortunately for us, we don't have to deal with that. And it's a huge benefit.
Yeah. I mean, you always see that with, you know, the best teams in the NFL are always the ones that have that continuity, whether it's the front office continuity, the coaching staff continuity, the personnel. Like, that's how you build a consistent winner in the NFL. The constant turnover doesn't really work. Once you have that continuity, you know, look at a team like the 49ers, the Chiefs, like any example out there now the Lions. I wanted to end this by just giving you kind of an opportunity to talk about this fan base and this community, because, you know, I feel like you've embraced the city of Detroit just as much as it's embraced you. So I wanted to give you the floor, just talk about what makes this city, this community, these fans, in all of it, what makes it so special to you? I know that's putting you on the spot, but I know it's something that's important to you. So, you know, floor is yours.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd say this much. I know in my Players Tribune article, I try to, you know, describe it, but it's pretty, like, words don't really suffice to, you know, what it really means to be a Lion and what it means to play in the city of Detroit. Just because the people, the fan base, they're one of a kind. They've been through so much. You know, not only just with the Lions or just with the history of the city, there are not many cities that have that, you know, history behind it and resilience and, you know, adversity that they had to deal with. And it's really ingrained in the people and the community. And, you know, just every time I go back there for the season or in the off season, it just, like, you get a feeling of, it just feels like home. And, you know, that's a credit to the people that live there and the people that, you know, have been there for so long. It just, you know, one of the cooler cities that you can live in the country. And, you know, it has a bad rap, you know, historically in the past, you know, decade or two. And just to see the city come alive and revamp and, you know, downtown be, you know, have awesome restaurants and places to go. And, you know, the suburbs being awesome. It's definitely a unique place. And, you know, I'm proud to play there.
Oh, yeah, man. I know that the Lions fans, the city of Detroit, they're proud to have you there as well. Yeah. All right, Alex, I appreciate you taking the time again, man. This is great. You know, I tried some soup. We talked some football.
Yep. That's a first.
Yeah. I'm so, honestly, I will be having the rest of this after this because
I love it.
And that was good. The best of luck next season. You know, let's hope this is the year, man. I think it could be. Fingers crossed.
Yep, for sure. Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.